Well, this morning we're joined by Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director. Want to get an update on where things are. We talked about Phase 1B starting in February, and, well, here we are in the month of February. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, and happy February.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Last time we talked, which wasn't all that long ago, we were talking about the Phase 1B, which was expanding on those folks who could actually get the vaccine. At that time, you were asking those folks who fit into those different tiers or were 65 and over to make a phone call, get online, do what they needed to do that was most convenient for them to get signed up, to get registered so they could begin to get appointments when those shots are available. How did folks do? Were they pretty responsive?
Very responsive. You know, I think end of last week we had over 2,000 responses, and I think this morning when I looked, it was over 2,500. So yes, people are very responsive in signing up, and you know, they're giving us the information that we need to be able to, you know, get back in touch with them. And, you know, kind of, you know, like you talked about, there's different tiers, right? So people are eligible at different times within Phase 1B. And so we're able to sort those individuals based on when they would be eligible and then start making those phone calls for the vaccine that we do have.
Sure. And the vaccine is not, it's available, but you have no control over how much you get. You take care of business as soon as you get the vaccine. So you say about 2,500. I assume we don't have yet enough to vaccinate all of those folks, but it's going to be done in process.
Yep, and the 2,500 is the number of individuals eligible in Phase 1B that want the vaccine. You know, and by the end of the week, I'm hoping to have 400 doses. So you can tell that those numbers are quite different. And so it will take weeks and, you know, maybe even months to get through this Phase 1B population.
So how do you deal with that? What's the process?
So once people take that survey, or once they call us and we take that survey for them, it helps us know which tier people should be in. So then once I get an allocation from the state of Iowa, and like you said, I don't get to say how much vaccine I want. I would be requesting a lot more, as we all would, right, than what I actually get allocated. But we're able to sort individuals by what tier they fall into. So, for example, 65 and older can get the vaccine at any time within Phase 1B. But then the next folks that I need to start looking at, or looking at the same time, is that tier one. So it's going to be our first responders, as well as our education staff, our educators, child care workers, you know, early childhood workers. So that's who's in tier one. So outside of older adults, that's kind of the next group we're looking at, making sure that anyone who wants it that falls into those two groups of first responders or those early childhood educators, that they're next on the list.
Are you having to prioritize maybe those folks who are 65 and over into, you know, age categories, or folks who might have pre-existing conditions that might be an issue?
We're not prioritizing that, because some people give us that information, others don't. So we are looking at, you know, when people signed up. So it's good to get your name on that wait list if you want it. You know, if we call you and you've already had it somewhere else, or you decide you don't want it, that's okay. But I'd tell you to go ahead and get on that wait list. And, you know, who am I to judge, you know, who's at higher risk for this? You know, we've seen, you know, this affect all ages. So if you're over 65 and above and you want it, make sure your name's on that survey.
Okay. So what happens next then? They've filled out the survey. They've gotten the information to you. Are they waiting on an email or a text message or a phone call to schedule?
Yes. Yep, you've got it. So you don't need to call us back. You know, some people have said, it's February, I haven't got a call. I know, I wish it was that easy that, you know, we just could turn a light switch on and we could have enough vaccine for everyone. We will call you, or we will, you know, reach out to you with whatever, you know, email or phone number you left us to say, when we call you, we're ready to schedule. You know, we've got vaccine and we've got, you know, one with your name on it. So when we do get a hold of you, it's, you know, here's the day we're having a clinic. This is the time. Does it work for you to come? So hopefully when you hear from us, you know, that's when we're ready to schedule you. And it's not, you know, even more waiting than that. So, you know, like I said, we're hoping to have about 400 doses by the end of the week. So that's going to be 400, you know, touch points with people who are eligible to say, are you ready to come in and get your vaccine? Because we're going to get those vaccine out as quick as I get them in.
Sure, sure. Now, Beth, does that mean you're going to issue the first vaccine doses for, say, up to 400 people, if that's what you have for doses available? Is there concern that when that time period rolls around in about 4 weeks or so, when that second dose, that booster should be administered, is there concern that maybe there won't be enough available? Are you holding any back? What's the strategy?
Yeah, we don't hold any back. The Iowa Department of Public Health takes care of all of that. So when they issue us an allocation, it's either for, you know, this is your first dose allocation or this is your second dose allocation. So we know, and how we store the vaccine, we know that this is for our group of individuals getting their first vaccine this week, or, you know, this shelf and this number of vials is for our second dosers. So we keep close track of that, but it's very clear in those shipments that are coming, whether this is a first or second dose vaccine, it's the same vaccine, right? There's no difference in the vaccine, but it's just making sure that we have enough and that we're holding that back, not holding it back, but that we're reserving it. So, you know, all of those people needing their second dose, that they get it and that we're not giving that to first timers.
Okay, so there shouldn't be too much concern that the efficacy of this vaccine will dissipate because we're not getting that second dose in a timely fashion.
Yeah, correct. Yep. So we haven't had an issue getting any of those second doses in. And, you know, Iowa Department of Public Health is following what the federal guidelines are. And right now it's, you know, that you will get your second dose. If we give you this number for your first dose, you can expect this number, same number in, you know, for your 4 week second dose.
Well, that's awesome. Beth, I want to circle back a bit to where we started here. You mentioned hopefully by the end of this week, maybe around 2,500 or more will have signed up and said that they meet this criteria and that they are interested. Do you feel right now like most people are interested in the vaccine? I know we've heard some folks maybe not terribly interested in doing that, but do you think most folks in the county feel right now that this is the way to go?
I do. And that's why we have such a big wait list. You know, obviously Cass County is an older population. And so, you know, I think that this, our wait list goes to show who has felt the most pressure and the most risk and, you know, that vulnerability over the past year, because, you know, our first responders are the ones bringing people to the hospital when they're sick. Our teachers, they can't social distance all the time, right? And they have to go to work every day and teach kids. And, you know, thankfully all of our schools have mask mandates, and that's really helped slow the spread in some of those situations where you can't distance. But, and then of course the older adults, you know, it's talking to these people on the phone, they are just so excited that, you know, it feels to them like this is like a fresh start, and they're, you know, we're coming to the end of what's been such a long year for people. So there's kind of refreshing conversations and a change from what we've been doing, you know, with the contact tracing, that, you know, people are just so excited for this. And of course, we're only talking to the individuals that are excited and want the vaccine. We don't get too many calls the other way, but you know, I really do feel like there's a strong interest here in the county, and that's why our wait list is so high.
Well, right now we've been dealing with the Moderna vaccine, but I know there are some other vaccines that are getting much, much closer to being out there on the market as well and getting approval, including some that are single-dose vaccines. Do you see at a point where we might get a combination of the different types?
It certainly could come to that. And again, we don't get to say in that, especially the one that's, you know, kind of next up closest to being approved. I believe it's just refrigerator-based, so we could certainly hold that storage here in Cass County. And that's one of those biggest pieces is what's the storage requirements of this and how quick do you have to get it turned around before the expiration date and that kind of thing. So that those are state-level decisions, and then they let us know at the county what we're going to get. So we certainly could be dealing with, you know, we have these two vaccines available, and it might very well come to that.
I suppose at this point, we'll take any vaccine that they can send us.
Yes, you're not wrong.
I figured that was the right answer. Beth, once again, can you kind of run down who qualifies in those different tiers for this go-around in Phase 1B, and again, how they would go about letting you know that they're interested?
Yep, absolutely. So if you've already taken that survey on casshealth.org/COVID vaccine, or you've called into the hospital number 243 3250 and press number 7, listen to that vaccine hotline and somebody's called you back, we have your information. You don't need to take the survey again. You don't need to call again. We'll get a hold of you when we're ready to schedule. And like I said, a lot of people have figured that out in the county. So we've got a lot of people on those lists to get called back as soon as we have vaccine available. But right now, with this vaccine that we're going to get in the next couple weeks, it's really going to be focused on getting those that are 65 and older. And then we're working on that tier one of phase 1B, which is first responders, and then the early childhood education, in-home daycare workers, school staff.
All right. Very good. And I do want to stress, too, we're visiting today with Beth Olson, who's the Cass County Director of Public Health. And these are the things going on in Cass County. Now, while there might be very similar issues and similar guidelines and things in other counties, remember, this is all handled on the local level. So each county might be slightly different in how they're handling this, how they're registering folks, whatever else, gathering information. So they should get a hold of folks if they're not living in Cass County and listening to this morning to their local health department officials to find out more details locally, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And like you said, we all get, every county makeup is different, right? So we're getting different vaccine allocations. We might have Pfizer versus Moderna, which comes with different, things that we have to consider. And we all have different priority populations. So, there's a lot of different things that you have to juggle at the local level. And, we've found what's working here in Cass County. And again, if you don't live in Cass County, great advice to, reach out to your local health department if you haven't and see what their process is. Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Well, Beth, thank you so much for the time again this morning, the important information. We appreciate it. And we'll keep in touch and hopefully continue with the good news here down the road.